You're listening to a podcast from Cancer.net. This cancer information website is produced by the American Society of Clinical Oncology, known as ASCO, the world's leading professional organization for doctors who care for people with cancer. Our topic today is how to choose a doctor for your cancer care. The doctor who diagnosed you with cancer probably referred you to one or more oncologists. An oncologist is a doctor who specializes in treating people with cancer. It's important to choose your oncologist carefully because this doctor will greatly influence every aspect of your care. You need to feel both confident in this person and comfortable with him or her. In addition to the names you already have, you may want to obtain some others. In fact, it may be wise to collect several names of prospective doctors since you may want a second or even a third opinion before you actually select your oncologist and begin treatment. To obtain the names of oncologists, contact your insurance company or the local hospital. Ask friends and family what doctors they have seen. Also, there are several medical associations that provide online searchable databases to guide you to local oncologists. These include the American Society of Clinical Oncology, the American Board of Medical Specialists, the American Medical Association, and the American College of Surgeons. When deciding upon an oncologist, there are three main factors to think about. Number one, you'll want a doctor who is an expert in the type of cancer you have. Number two, you'll want to find out about the other healthcare team members that work with the doctor. And number three, you'll need to consider some practical questions, such as the doctor being part of your insurance plan and his or her location. Let's examine each of these three factors more closely. First, there are several ways to find out how much knowledge and experience a certain doctor has in treating a particular type of cancer. Begin by asking how many years the doctor has practiced oncology. In addition, ask how many patients with your specific type of cancer the doctor cares for each year. You'll want a doctor who regularly treats people with your type of cancer. And be sure to ask if the doctor is board certified in his or her specific field. Having board certification means the doctor has passed a high-level examination. Advances in cancer care are always being made. It is important to learn if this doctor has access to the newest therapies and whether his or her patients can join clinical trials. Clinical trials are research studies that can make the latest treatments available to patients. Also, if you're an adult, consider the fact that some types of cancer occur most often in children and teenagers. These include certain brain tumors, leukemia, osteosarcoma, and Ewing sarcoma. In these cases, an adult patient may decide to work with a pediatric oncologist, one who usually treats children. On the other hand, other types of cancer occur more often in adults. These include cancers of the breast, colon, and lungs, as well as melanoma. People with these cancers should choose a medical oncologist. The second factor in choosing a doctor is considering the oncologist's support staff. Along with your doctor, these people will also play a major part in your care. Find out if the doctor has registered nurses on his or her staff. Inquire about other kinds of support staff too. Learn if there is a nutritionist and pharmacist on staff, and if there is a social worker or other kind of counselor. Additionally, ask what happens if you need help in the evening or over a weekend. Can you reach the doctor after hours? Who else might respond to your phone call? The third set of questions deal with important practical matters and your own convenience working with a certain doctor. Find out if the oncologist participates in your insurance plan. The doctor's office staff can tell you this when you provide them with your coverage information. Or call your insurance carrier directly to be sure your prospective doctors participate in your plan. Decide how convenient the doctor's location and office hours are to you. This will be important as you may visit the doctor quite often during and after treatment. Ask where your treatment will take place, at the doctor's office or at another place. Inquire about whether there are parking spaces reserved for patients. Answers to these questions should help you narrow down the list of possible doctors. You may be able to obtain some of this information from the source of your referral, or you may want to contact the doctor's office. If possible, you may want to call those doctors you are considering to schedule a consultation to meet the doctor and the office staff. If you live too far away to meet in person, you may be able to talk with the doctor on the phone. Keep in mind that you may be charged for the doctor's time. Verify with your insurance company beforehand if your health insurance covers this type of consultation. As well as getting answers to practical questions, a consultation will help you get a sense of the doctor's communication and practice styles. Take note of how comfortable you felt with each oncologist, including factors like whether the doctor talked to you in a way you could understand and whether he or she encouraged and answered your questions. All the information you gather will help you decide which doctor is right for you. Pay attention to which choice feels right to you. Once you've done those things, you'll be ready to make a good decision. For more information on what to expect from cancer treatment, visit www.cancer.net. Thank you for listening to this Cancer.net podcast.